From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Officers with the Humboldt State University Police Department casting a vote of no confidence in Department Chief Don Peterson, saying morale in the department is at an all-time low. A press release from the statewide University Police Association reads in part, according to HSU police officer Billy Kisriopis, Chief Peterson's frequent extended bouts of time out of state leave the department in the hands of a lieutenant who also spends an unusual amount of time away from campus. Our officers look to the chief for guidance and leadership, but he has fallen short of the standards they and the university community deserve. It goes on to say, absenteeism is only a fraction of the failure in leadership the department has seen since Peterson came to HSU in January of 2015. Among some other offenses, they cite manipulation of crime statistics and creating a hostile work environment. The Fortuna Police Department has been awarded a $24,000 grant from the California Alcoholic Beverage Control to fight alcohol-related crime. The grant's awarded to local law enforcement agencies through ABC's Alcohol Policing Partnership Program. The grant strengthens Fortuna police efforts by combining the efforts of their officers and ABC agents. Those agents have expertise in alcoholic beverage laws and can help communities reduce alcohol-related problems. The money will be used to reduce the number of alcohol sales to minors, obviously intoxicated patrons, illegal solicitation of alcohol, and other criminal activities like the sale and possession of illegal drugs. Well, on September 26th, Fortuna Police, with help from ABC, conducted a minor decoy operation where minors, under the direct supervision of officers, attempted to buy alcohol from 10 retail licensees in the Eel River Valley. Officers cited two clerks for selling alcohol to minors at two locations, Express Liquors, 421 North Fortuna Boulevard in Fortuna, and also Hobie's Market and Deli, 111 Main Street in Scotia. Selling alcohol to a minor comes with a minimum fine of $250 and 24 to 32 hours of community service for a first violation. City of Eureka road crews will be performing road maintenance on Fairway Drive in Eureka during the first week of this month. The work will be done between the hours of about 8:30 a.m. and 4 p.m. There will be controlled traffic with flaggers, and drivers should expect delays as a result. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.